Hello, welcome to Talk at the Table with God, Food, Wine. My name is Amy. I am your host today of Talk at the Table. I'm also the owner and co-founder of God, Food, Wine, along with my wonderful friend, Krista. We host fun and inspiring women's gatherings in Sonoma County. God, Food, Wine also provides friendly wine education and service at private food and wine events in the Sonoma wine country. It's so good to have you here. I am so grateful to be with you today at Talk at the Table. So pull up a chair, pour a glass of wine. We have non-alcoholic wine too. Savor some delicious bites and allow yourself some you time as we relax and share inspired conversation, food, and wine. Welcome to the table of God, Food, Wine. At a God, Food, Wine women's gathering this year, a question came up. What season are you in? And there's a backstory about God, Food, Wine. Over the years, as we've met as women, everyone who comes organically brings food or a bottle of wine or a beverage. It's never planned out. It's never, you know, predestined as to what we're bringing. So it's really fun and beautiful to see the spread of every woman's heart and what they felt led to bring in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead. I will ask before a God, Food, Wine women's gathering, what can we bring, Lord? And I will get an answer, or I'll get a sense of a fruit or a food, vegetable, meats, cheeses, all sorts of wonderful dishes. So as I was preparing for the most recent God, Food, Wine, I was sensing to prepare lots of fruit, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, pineapple, melon, lots of fruit. I prepared blueberries, strawberries, and some pineapple. And I can't remember what else I put out there. But as the women came into my home, there were other women that also felt led to bring fruit. So we had a lot of fruit on the spread of the God, Food, Wine table. And I knew what God was speaking, because as I was preparing to host God, Food, Wine at my house, he highlighted Psalm 1:3. And I knew he was speaking to my heart. And Psalm 1:3 says, "And she shall be like a tree, firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything she does shall prosper and come to maturity." So in that psalm, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. So the fruits that I was sensing to put on the table were summer fruits. It was the season of berries, you know, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, pineapple, which pineapple to me symbolizes hospitality. So that's why I put it on the table. And so back to the question that came up, Psalm 1:3 fit in with that for me. The question, what season are you in? And during the summer, my husband and I traveled to the East Coast to celebrate family events. And I actually went 2 weeks earlier than my husband did. And then he met me out there. So as I was traveling, I love traveling with the Lord, because it's a whole different kind of intimacy and communication with him as we're on the move together. And I kept seeing blueberries literally everywhere I would go, you know, to buy food or go order something. It was blueberries or blueberry flavored things, or I can't even remember the random times of all that had happened, but it was happening so much so that I asked God, what are you showing or speaking to me through the symbolism of blueberries? You know, I like blueberries, but they're not my favorite fruit. They're becoming my favorite fruit, and I'll tell you why later. But because I've been introduced to some amazing blueberries, which has blown my mind on the whole concept of the flavor of blueberries. But generally, my favorite berries have always been strawberries. I have loved strawberries ever since I was a kid. And strawberries also signify in the Bible the fruit of the bride. So another backstory about God, Food, Wine is throughout the years, one of us has always felt led to bring strawberries. And strawberries mean different things to the women that come. I've heard different stories about how strawberries are very special to them. For me, I just love strawberries. And God also has spoken to me about me being the bride. And so the strawberries being the fruit of the bride. So every time strawberries would show up at God Food Wine, he was reminding me that I am his bride. And that is what it meant to me. But it definitely always had some sort of symbolism to the ladies personally for them too. So as I was asking God, what are you showing or speaking to me through the symbolism of blueberries? He reminded me, well, blueberries are in season in the summer. And in Psalm 1:3, she's ready to bring forth her fruit in her season. Her leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything she does shall prosper and come to maturity. So I knew that the Lord's been speaking to me about the season that I'm in is a season of family. There's a focus on our family. There are reunions happening in our family this summer. And God has literally been in each one of these reunions. And some of them have been curveballs, people that we never even knew we were going to see in the summer, family members showing up at events or spontaneously moving back from another country. So the Lord is really highlighting how his heart is on our family. So that's the season that I'm in. So I'm enjoying that. Every relationship is prospering and coming to maturity in my family. And I'm partnering with God in maturing those relationships and growing them into prosperity. And so, you know, my family lives all over the U.S. and some all over the world. And so the ones that live all over the U.S., we don't get to see each other all the time. And to see each other takes intention. It takes money. It takes time. It takes time off work. It takes planning. And it's all for good. But I'm just saying, you can't just go down the street and go visit your sister. You have to fly all the way to the East Coast. So, you know, thank you, God, for airplanes and boats and all sorts of transportation, trains. It's just not as easy to be in the same room together spontaneously. It takes planning and time. So the Lord has just opened up finances and time and opportunities to be with family all summer. And for that, I am very blessed and very thankful. And I just love him so much because he always has our best interests at heart. So I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, what season am I in? And see what God says to you. You know, sit with Jesus and let him speak to your heart about the season you're in, knowing that the truth of his voice is saying, and you shall be like a tree, firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything you do shall prosper and come to maturity. And I encourage you to insert your name in that word. And Amy shall be like a tree. Whatever your name is, insert your name in there. You will feel that person, that personal touch of the Lord speaking to your heart because it's written just for you. All right, that's what I wanted to share today. And in addition to inspired conversation that's on my heart, I also like to include as part of the podcast Talk at the Table, a bit of conversation about food and wine. Sonoma has a collegiate summer baseball team. They're called the Sonoma Stompers. My husband and I and family love to go to the games. It's been a big part of our summer festivities. It's good old-fashioned family, friends, food, wine, and baseball. And each game includes a sponsor. So at one particular game that we went to this summer, the sponsor was Saris Ranch Wines. And I was excited because I had been wanting to try their wines. I love their blueberries. I have been introduced to their blueberries since I have lived here in Sonoma County. SarisRanchBlueberries.com. Go check them out. They literally have changed my whole view on how a blueberry is supposed to taste. They are so good. They're so sweet. They're big. They're plump. They're juicy. And they are farmed in Laytonville, California. No sprays, no pesticides, by the Saris family. The Saris family is six generations of living and working the same land, Saris Ranch in historic Sonoma. Such a nice family. And I just love their heart for blueberries and for wine. So as I was going over to their sponsor table to buy a wine for $5, because all of the donations go to the Sonoma Stompers for that game, I saw that they had in a can, a really cute blue can, a wine, a sparkling wine, which I love, called Bluzé. And I was curious as to what it was. So the Saris family told me that Bluzé sparkling wine is a grape and blueberry wine. So it blends wine grapes and blueberries. It's a co-fermented blend of Alle Autico wine grapes, which is a red grape variety grown in small quantities in central Italy. Alle Autico, A-L-E-A-T-I-C-O. And that is it's a co-fermented blend of the Alle Autico wine grape and Duke blueberries. So you get this floral from the Alle Autico red grape variety. You get the berry explosion of the blueberries. It's lightly effervescent. It's off dry, which means just a little kiss of sweet. But I didn't really think it was all that sweet. It just nice dryness with bright natural acidity. And it was the perfectly refreshing accompaniment to my Sonoma Stompers baseball game that evening. So I think I paired it with, I'm trying to eat healthier. They offered a wonderful salad with chicken at the game. Jacob's Pizza puts out all the food for the Sonoma Stompers baseball game. So instead of pizza, hot dogs, and all that other fun baseball food, I opted for their chicken salad, and it was amazing. So that is what I wanted to share for my food and wine pairing, to pair the Bluzé sparkling wine with boating, with baseball, being by the pool. They come in these fun cans in a 4-pack, and they're just really easy. They're 250 milliliter size, and they're 8.5% alcohol. So I'm a big fan of lower alcohol wines. I personally think that lower alcohol wines deliver better flavor, and they just don't make you feel like you can't function all day. So try it. Saris Ranch Bluzé. Go online to sarisranchblueberries.com, and you can see they have a tab on where to buy their products, both the blueberries and the Bluzé. So go check it out. I bought my blueberries at Sonoma Market, and Sonoma Market carries the Bluzé as well. Would you like prayer for anything? As women, we're here to support and encourage you in daily life. If you would like prayer for anything, send us a DM on Instagram. We believe in the heart of prayer, and we believe in miracles, so we will pray with faith-filled hearts for you. Did you know that in addition to women's gatherings, God Food Wine offers wine education and services for your next private food and wine event? Check out our services on the website godfoodwine.com. We'd love to help you host your next event. And if you would like to come to our next women's gathering, if you are a woman who might want some support and encouragement, maybe you've moved to a new town in Sonoma County and you haven't met anyone yet, DM us on Instagram at God Food Wine. We would love to hang out with you at our next gathering. Until then, come hang out with us on Instagram, and our website is godfoodwine.com. And remember this, you are invited and you are loved. All right, my friends, we'll talk soon. See you around the table of God, Food, Wine.